May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 289. Thus far my God has led me on, and made his truth and mercy known. My hopes and fears alternate rise, and comforts mingle with my sighs. Hymn 289.
Thank you. us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the book of Job 23 and Psalms 56 and 57. The book of Job, chapter 23, and Psalms 56 and 57. Job 23. Then Job answered and said, "Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him. So should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot part behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept, and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he covered the darkness from my face." Psalms 56 and 57. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up. For they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I will put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words, all their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? that when I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. Will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Let us pray. Most gracious and holy Lord, we come before thee, a holy God. We cannot live to see thy face. No man shall see my face and live. There is a place beside me, and do set us on that rock, and put us in the cleft of thy rock when thy judgment passes by. Oh, we come to the man of thy right hand, even the Son of Man, whom thou hast made strong for thyself. We come to worship thee, Lord, and approach the One. Oh, and may our hearts not say it lightly, the One who died to ransom And the exercise of our soul is to know that glorious ransom. Oh, to know that thou hast died for me. It is my price. A price freely given. And are we led to that price? What a mercy we are. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that we may worship thee for all thou hast done and all thou hast made known. And Lord, that gospel has been made known. Lord, in the depths of tribulation, over the years we look back. It is those times of great tribulation and distress when thou hast shone forth. And we do thank thee for it. It is sweet to remember. But we pray, oh, that thou wilt keep our soul alive in thy grace. And that as we would pray now as we enter thy house for public worship, that may we truly humbly come with that confession of thee, for pleading the forgiveness that is with thee, that we may have a touch of living water in thy sufferings, for thy sufferings are manna to the church. They are manna to the church. O Lord, do make known thy heart's love, and do give us those drops of living water, that we may see and know that we have been led by the angel, the Spirit, to the sufferings of the Lamb. For glorious is his effect upon us. Here is my all, here is my life, here is my ransom. Dear Lord Jesus, we do pray that thou remember us, and as we come confessing our sins against thee, may we have the knowledge that it is our sins that thou brought thee low. And the wonder is thou dost show it to us, that it is these our own sins that are forgiven. We pray for the blessing. We need it. We shall need it to the end. Dear Lord, we pray that we may know thee to be our good shepherd, or to lead us into those pastures, those gospel pastures prepared beside the still waters. O Lord, remember us in mercy. Lord, we read, thou knowest the way that I take. He does know, thou dost know. O Lord, and when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, may thy rod and may thy staff comfort us. Do lead us, we pray, according to thy mercy. He restoreth my soul for his name's sake, for thy glory's sake. Give us to understand all our hope is in thee, and leave us not to look for it inside. We behold Jesus, and that will fill our hearts. We've got nothing inside except what thou dost impart thy love there, with the sweet drop of thy presence and thy word that thou art with us. This is the blessing that we want. This is the blessing we seek. And there's nothing else worth having. We plead with thee for it humbly. We don't deserve it. So, dear Lord Jesus, he restoreth my soul. What a mercy. Lord, our souls certainly need restoring, where mine does, for his own name's sake. Help us to plead that holy name, that precious name. Oh, that name that liveth, it's a living name. And Lord, it's a name to feed on. Lord, it's a name to lie down in and upon. So, dear Lord, we pray thy blessing as we come. And we have to bow very low. And with shame, we have to come and worship. Lord, with humiliation, and we deserve to be brought to nothing. O Lord, we have to come as nothing before thee. But pray that we may see Jesus. And do bless us with thyself. And do continue, do carry on. O Lord, that work begun. O crown it to that perfect day. O dear Lord, do help us as we come into thy house this evening. May we feel that confidence, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you shall perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. O dear Lord, remember us now and meet with us round thy word. Dear Lord, thou knowest every case, every heart, thou knowest every pathway. But Lord, we do want to feel thou knowest in grace. We do want to feel thou knowest our case, our down sitting in loving kindness and mercy. Lord, because thou hast a knowledge of all men, but we want the sweet shining in the covenant. Lord, has made partakers of thy sufferings and thereby made partakers of thy holiness and of thy righteousness. Do thou help us. May we fall down and worship in our heart. Bless this house. Thou knowest the brethren. Thou knowest their needs. Individual, collective, young and old. Lord, thou art able to supply that need. Oh, thou art able. We know thou art able. We can't even believe that sometimes. But oh, may we sweetly feel the willingness. Hast thou not promised thy people? Hast thou not spoken? Make thy word as living bread to us. Help us to feed on thy grace. As we come, poor and needy. Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am undone. Lord, it hardly seems to describe our feeling the world. How awful to be lost. How awful to be deceived. Lord Jesus, even though our bones may be scattered at the grave's mouth, and as Jonah said, from the belly of hell cried I, and will we not look again toward thy holy temple? I said, I am cut off from off thy, out of thy sight, yet will I look again toward thy holy temple. Dear Lord, we come pleading thy blessing. Bless this house, remember the dear deacons, be gracious to them. Help them, strengthen them in the leading of the public worship in their personal pathway and as they hold office. And Lord, they will feel the solemnity of their position if they are right. Remember, we thank thee for thy mercies to this church. One ventured to follow thee. Lord, no doubt with much trembling and much fear, yet with much rejoicing. Gracious Lord, what a mercy, a value, a grace discovered. Oh, the suretyship of Christ, the suitability to our hearts. Bless this house, bless our friend. When the time comes, help thy servant. May the church and congregation be encouraged to venture on. Remember all age friends, prepare them, bless them. Those unable to meet through infirmity and affliction, be with them where they are, shine. Prepare, Lord. Remember all in middle life in the heat and the burden of the day, with all the cares and sorrows of the day. Help them to fall down, to fall into thy hands, to yield obedience, to submit, to trust thee, to wait patiently for thee, to worship thee, to know thee. Remember all friends in affliction, pain, suffering. Pray for those healing mercies to one and another. O Lord, how sudden sometimes are afflictions. We pray tenderly for mercy. Didst thou not say, I am the Lord that healeth thee? Those bitter waters were healed. O Lord, do hear prayer. Grant healing mercies. Sanctify every trial. May it work for our good. And may we have a heart religion. And save us from picking things up just because we go to chapel or hear conversation. May we have a heart to know thee. That do appear, do reveal, do touch, do bless, do speak. Dear Lord, remember younger men and women going forth in life, the dear children and the sweet babes. Bless the Sunday school. Provide for our young men and women in all things that they need. Do lead them. Open thy hand, satisfy the desire of every living thing. Bring them to prayer, bring them to know thee. Prosper them, bless them. Remember all in a lonely pathway. Paths of dejection, fill those passed them by, widows, widowers, those who plough a lonely furrow, remember in mercy. O Lord, we pray, to help thy tried people. Dear Lord, do help us now as we come to thy word. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. That we would see Jesus, lead us to the fountain. Lead us to the rock. Lead us to thy feet. And lead us in thy word. And speak, Lord, to our needy souls. And do shine. Lord, it's an inshining. The light of the gospel to penetrate, to come in with a living hope. Lord, there are realities of truth and judgment. There are realities of judgment, real judgment. Thou art God, and the fall is real and true. We are lost, born lost. But all the gospel to come with light into our souls with a living hope and a principle. O Lord, we pray. We need it more and more as we go on. We ask all these things. Now it may all be done in thy fear. Thy Holy Spirit, come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. We give thanks for all thy mercies. We would be mindful of them. Daily provisions, abundance of supply, answers to prayer helps. Lord, we've got everything to be thankful for, and deliver us from murmuring. Oh, save us from a complaining spirit. Oh, Lord, that we would wait patiently for thee. We give thanks for the gospel, for spiritual mercies. So we pray, come, Lord Jesus, bless thy word, and for thy sake, amen.
Hymn 764. how sad our state by nature is, our sin how deep it stains, and Satan binds our captive minds, fast in his slavish chains. Hymn 764.
Thank you.
In complete dependence upon the Lord, I will draw your attention to the Gospel according to Luke, and chapter 1, and verse 45. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verse 45. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verse 45. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. We don't know the conversations between Elizabeth and Mary. We have no knowledge of that communion of 3 months and so forth. In fact, we have very little knowledge of Mary and Elizabeth. They come on the scene for a most outstanding and obvious reason, but then there is no more known of them, especially after the Redeemer's great passion and sufferings. But one thing we do know is that Mary was a very tried person. In fact, dear friend, it is a most amazing thing that by the wonderful overshadowing of the Holy Ghost, it brought a reproach on her among men. And even Joseph, to whom she was espoused to, had had a mind to put her away. And were it not for divine intervention, I'm sure he would have done. For who would believe that report? Who would believe what she had said? Who could believe? Only divine intervention. And you know, who can believe the gospel except by heavenly light, penetrating light? We can't believe the gospel except by the Spirit. We know these things, but oh, for our own salvation and our own hope. And what a mercy if there has been a leading in the way of life, a leading to the Lord Jesus. You see, the trial wasn't just at that time. After the birth of the Lord Jesus, did not Simeon say to her, "A sword shall enter into thine own heart also"? You see, we know little about Mary. It makes the folly, and I don't really need to say this in front of you, because I'm sure to agree that it makes a complete folly of worshipping her. The poor woman was a tried woman. And we also hear no more of Joseph. And theologians, more with greater understanding than me, believe that there was almost certain that he passed away and she was left alone. I don't know that for sure, but it certainly would look like that. But what we do know is that the mother of Jesus was a very tried lady. And Elizabeth had her trial with Zacharias. And I haven't come to preach this word just because it's near the season of the Lord's birth, or the time we remember the Lord's birth. It was actually dropped into my heart to bring during the week, like the text this morning. I sometimes only get a word at the last moment. Sometimes I carry it for a few days. But you know, poor Zacharias, how tried he was. He could hardly believe Gabriel's visit. You wouldn't believe it, would you? You'd think, if only the Lord had come to me, the angel of the Lord would speak to my heart, it'd clear all my troubles up. Well, he went to Zacharias, and there his trial of faith was seen. We think of the man, who cried, "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief." And so we see Mary and Elizabeth and Zacharias in great trial of faith after an amazing appearing. But you know, Elizabeth sings to her this song because it was prophesied by Gabriel to Zacharias that he would prophesy from the womb and so forth. The babe leapt. John the Baptist leapt at the sound of the salutation. It's not just I don't want to go into the human anatomy. It's not just a baby moving in the normal way of life, but there was a great movement within her, and it was appointed. Gabriel had told Zacharias what would happen, and these things were confirming. But what a word she concludes her song with. She looks upon Mary under reproach. We wonder why she went 3 months to her sister, you know. We're not exactly told why. Obviously there was good news that she was with child. And she had known about Gabriel's visit to Zacharias. No doubt she was drawn there. But there were possibility. It was to remove away from the trial she was in a little. I just put that in myself. I don't know. So it was no easy visit, but it was a blessed one. And she concludes this song with a glorious truth. And blessed is she that believed. You know, what a statement. The question arises, how can I be blessed just by believing? I want the Lord to bless me. The point is, friends, that under the gospel blessing, it is the anointing of the Holy Spirit, whether it be in a greater or lesser measure. Ministers and so forth are anointed perhaps in a greater degree. But every child of God has an anointing. There is an anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of their lips with eyesalve, as it were. The anointing of their heart. Grace has a work within the heart. And this is a gospel word, but it's a woman that's tried. The reason I read Job 23 and Psalm 57 was this word appears, perform. And this is really the blessing. The blessing of the gospel has a performance. Friend, there can be no blessing in believing in Jesus except there be some performance of grace in the heart and some hoped-for performance of an everlasting rest. You know, a living soul longs to be with Christ. You know, once he's been made precious to a heart, that it is a most blessed thing. Friend, it's indescribable how the living soul longs to flee away and be at rest, longs to be with him. Certainly don't feel prepared. The Lord prepares a certain time. But all the preciousness of the Lamb of God. Oh, friends, the wonders of his forgiving love. Has that ravaged your heart ever? See, there's a performance. Believing is just not, as it's emphasized today, although that's partially true. It is true. It is an act of the soul that actually believes. But it's under the sweet dew of the blessing of the gospel. Otherwise, it would never act. It could never. There would be no movement in the soul were it not for the dew of the gospel upon the spirit. But you see, that is a performance in itself. But you know, here Mary has a prospect of bringing forth of this glorious child. And It's a great blessing to her, but leaving that particular case aside, dear friend, what a performance. The Lord has promised for us victory in dying. A victory. Friend, an overcoming. He's promised it, you know. He's promised it. And perhaps we come a little lower to the pathway. You know, as he promised, he'd never leave you. As he promised. You know, whom the Lord visits, he'll never leave. You see, that word perform. I quoted it in prayer. Paul wrote to the Philippians, being confident. Paul was confident. Perhaps the Philippians weren't so confident. Perhaps there's some heart here not so confident. But being confident of this very thing. He that hath begun a good work in you. You can't sometimes in your heart go even further than the beginning, can you? And sometimes you a stagger that, has he really begun? Was it all deception? Was it all imagination? Look at my wretched heart. Oh, look at my heart. Look at the state of my life. What a mess it's in. But he that hath begun. Now, friend, who began? I expect there's some tried child here of God who's saying, but I fear is all of me. You know, those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Friend, the point is, after you after the Lord, and can you, I ask you two questions, are you after him? And can you rest short of him? Well, there's the sign of the work begun. Are you after him? A thirsting for him and cannot rest without him. He has begun and he will perform it. Friend, no, he will perform it. Now this was Mary's faith. This is what Elizabeth was singing of. Blessed is she that believed. There shall be a performance. Now God will perform of those things told her from the Lord. So as we come to this word, dear friends, this performance. You know how low Job was. Look, let's begin with Job, shall we? He performeth the thing that is appointed for me. You know, when the Lord shines and the promise shines, whatever promise the Lord may have given you personally, the shining of the gospel, how your heart can trust, believe, know that he will appear. Oh, I think of that visit to Zacharias. What was it? Thy prayer is heard. I think of also, it's completely gone from me. Oh, to poor Hezekiah, I have seen thy tears, I have heard thy prayers. I've heard thy prayers, I've seen thy tears. Oh, that may be a reality to us, for he has, and he does. But you know, when we tried, when we're being favoured in soul, you know, when the Lord shines, when he's been made precious, when you can trace his hand, you know, how sure you stand and feel, he is faithful to the promise, I believe. You may say sometimes, yes, Lord, I do trust thee, I do believe, for I'm ashamed of my unbelief. You know, dear friends, When he tries us. You know, Job had some terrible trials, but you think of one of them we may overlook. He made sacrifice for his sons and daughters when they drank wine and got merry. Why did he do it? For an atonement. For forgiveness. Looking to the Lord for deliverance and blessing. For they were destroyed. What a trial. Where was Job standing? Where was Job's blessing? It's a tremendous thought, isn't it? You know, no wonder the poor man, of course, not forgetting, of course, the power of the tempter upon him, the affliction of his body, his wife no comfort, his friends miserable comforters. But he still said, Job had to come right down for it. He couldn't escape. You can't, friend, if you're a child of God, you will not escape the pathway that the Lord has appointed for you. And I say that with a trembling heart, not for you, but for myself. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. You know what he did say in a little faith? He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. You know, and Job did. He had double. He had double of all his animals and so forth. And he had sons and daughters. And there were none as fair as the daughters of Job. Not those that died. He made sacrifice for what the Lord gave him. What the Lord gave him. Friend, the Lord gave him double. Blessed him with double. All he'd had before. But look at the valley he went through. You know, I lead them in paths they've not known. Sometimes those are paths of blessing. And you know how true it is by contrast. Sometimes you may be greatly favoured at first. You know, I often say, what's happened to me? I wish I could go back to those first 3 years of my life. Not my life, but my... Oh, be careful what I say. You know what I mean. When the Lord was merciful to me, a bit like Job, when my steps were melted with butter, when the dew lay upon my branch all night, how you long to go back to it. But there's the deep waters to go through. It could be the other way round. You know there's the opposite. Those paths not known, those paths of blessing that you've never really enjoyed before. Well, that performance, Job had double. For your some heart, for your shame, ye shall have double. For confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. You know, I will hasten my word to perform it, says the Lord to Jeremiah. But you know, under captivity, although that was very solemn, you know, how tried were the Jews? Do read the history of Judea and Israel concerning their awful idolatry. Friend, the hardness of their hearts. These were so-called God's people in absolute hardness. You know, dear friend, one that's confessing, weeping, longing for softness, longing for the Lord, is not a hard heart, you know. It's not a hard heart. I know we suffer for our sins, and we have many fears, and creatures of fear we drag along, and fear where no fear is. You know, even though he put them to that terrible captivity, and to the very last, his gospel came to them to repent and give over, and even submit to the Chaldeans, which they refused to do. So hard they were. Yet, you know, still he promised them mercy. Still he promised them recovery. This is God, friends. This is the God that I long to know more of. In his glory, the glorious person of his Son. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. There were less than 70 years, but he was reminding them of what he had said over that appointed time. Dear friends, there is an appointed time. And when Jesus came to this earth in the first case, they were waiting for Messiah's coming. Are you waiting for the Lord? Are you waiting for the appointed time when he will shine? I want to cause my remarks to be around also what Zechariah sang when John was born and so forth, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham. I love that word in the back, one at the end of the Psalms. I think it's 105, 106. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. You know, has the Lord dealt with us under covenant grace and promise? Friend, God's people, if they're led aright, have a prospect. They have an assured promise that he will be with them. It may not be spoken, but the truth will lay in the soul. The very nature of blessing brings the sweet knowledge of the abiding blessing of mercy. The very nature of mercy received in the heart, it brings forth the very blessing of the nature and love of God into the soul. It may only be a little bit, it may not be much, but in the ingredient of that blessing, in that mixture, that blessing of his love, there will be some knowledge given to a living soul, a poor soul, a poor lost soul, a poor tried soul. There's something of the abiding hope in your soul of his mercy, the reality of his love towards you, which can never go, you won't hold it for long maybe, but at least it's been experienced, the love of God experienced in the soul. And dear friend, every child of God has that hope in his soul that the Lord has been with him and he can never leave him nor forsake him. Yet we get very tried, don't we? I feel forsaken and alone. I hear the lion roar and every door is shut but one, and that is mercy's door. Great wonder, you know, I've been much pondering of late. I keep speaking about the Lord's mercy. Do you know, I feel it's completely... Mercy is a blessing undeserved. I love the name. There's more in it now in mercy for me than I've ever felt before, I think. I need more mercy than ever. And he's a God of mercy, a God of grace. God's people have a hope or a prospect. And that prospect is eternal life. That eternal life is found, seen and drawn from, given in the very person of the Son of God. And that is your soul redeemed. And your soul to feed on the Lord Jesus by living faith. Friend, if you're a living soul, that's what you live for, I hope. Oh, backsliders don't, do they? They soon go wandering after idols. But you know, they'll have so many idols, it'll make them utterly sick. And they'll be finishing up by vomiting them all out again. I know what I'm talking about. And the Lord makes room. You know, I'll stop here for a moment. I'm not condoning any nonsense of heart wandering, God forbid. But you know, when the Lord restores, when he brings the Spirit back, all the sweet discoveries
that await a returning soul. Wonderful discoveries await the returning soul. He's the same. Despite all you've been, despite all you are, despite where you've got to, how you've wandered, His grace is the same. Yea, even sweeter, even fuller, and even, how do you prove the everlasting nature of God? How do you prove the everlasting love of God? When you discover how fickle you are, how wretched you are, how unbelieving you are, how wicked you are, how forgetful you are. And then the returning soul discovers the immutability of His love and His grace. It's a wonder, it's a miracle. You know, a natural man can't receive that, but a living soul will. But oh, dear friends, the abiding presence of Jesus, how you long to see His face. Oh, is that you long for that Lord to be your Lord? Are you drawn there? Mary has a prospect. She's bringing forth one. And we can't completely enter into Mary's case, obviously. But it was the grace given her. A wonder of grace given her. God chose her. So has God chosen you for glory? Is that your exercise? Is that your hope? How can I have any hope here? Is He made precious to your soul? Are you led there? But I want to come to the word. Abraham was blessed in blessing by covenant promise, wasn't he? Many a child of God has had a hope raised in their soul by a promise. Yea, even at a beginning. How precious the Lord was to bless them and favour them at the beginning with a promise. Perhaps blessings in the pathway. That lovely word, double. The provision below. Everlasting life hereafter. No, that is the grace of God. And every child of God in some measure will know something of the opening of the Lord's hand in providence, one way or another. And that same hand to guide them unto that heavenly rest. For you know, what a blessing it is to be able to believe. And what a blessed person it is that does believe. Because that person is a sinner. That person is one that has no hope in himself. You know, who held up Mary in the trial that this conception brought? For there was a trial attached to it. Now, that is obvious. None other than the Lord Himself, the very one who was going to be manifest in flesh in the womb. But He still, the very Lord of heaven and earth, the sweet mystery, but the grace of God abounding toward her, she was held up. She was brought through, brought honourably through. But she bore His reproach, you know. The Lord Jesus looked upon her on the cross, did He not? He looked to His mother and said, "Behold thy son." The sword went into her heart. But that was her redemption, you know. She was not redeemed by carrying the Lamb of God. But she was redeemed by His dying. And of course He then said to John, "Behold thy mother." You see, the Lord provided Himself. He actually spoke to John in front of his mother to point out her provision. How he had made that way to be provided for, even in a natural way. For it does appear that Joseph was not alive, I would conclude, from those words. But her hope. Oh, behold thy son. Blessed is she that believed. Now it's tried Mary. But you know, here is her redemption. Oh, I don't know to be fanciful, God forbid, but you know, these things do cross our path and our mind. You know, Mary, in heaven, like Abraham, like Jacob, like the widow, like the little one in Zion, now worshipping, now at rest, her Redeemer, her Lord. A prospect. Blessed is she that believed. Let us come down to the pathway. You know, if you look into the Word of God, you will see the Lord leads his people in peculiar exercises of impossibilities. Not just pathway, but soul. If ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. There's not another way. Not another way. And the Lord performs those promises to the house of Jacob, to his people. He makes that promise to them that he will provide for them in some... there's lots of texts of scripture we could quote, but I want to make haste. He spoke to Abraham by promise. He called him by promise. You consider it. And even Noah and the ark, there was a promise there of preservation and deliverance. There's a promise of an overcoming at last. There's a promise of that victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the trial that goes with it of believing. And I believe that Mary went down to Elizabeth in that believing state. And Elizabeth had that witness. At that time, Mary was believing, and she'd only just... obviously, Elizabeth was more advanced. I don't want to go into all these details in public, but you can read it for yourself. You know, but blessed is she that believed. Blessed is she that believed. How do we believe? What can I believe in? Dear friend, the Word made alive to your soul as living bread. And that Word of the Gospel from the Lord himself. You know, some say they have a word here, a word there, a word here, and they have a word for everything. And you fear yourself, shall I be like that? Am I wrong to trust? Oh, but how precious is the Lord Jesus Christ in that promise and that word, isn't he? Isn't he? You know, I don't know about you. Have you got anything in your heart the Lord has laid there? Remember thy word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Dear friends, is it not the love that gave it? Is it not the Lord that spoke it? Is that not where you worship and what you delight in? Is it not his grace, his love to you that you delight in? The word is spoken, the word of the gospel. And in that word, it is the very nature of the immutability of his love as his will, unchangeable. Dear David, you know, we read those Psalms 56 and 57. In 57 he said, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Now, David was literally unable to perform anything. Nothing. David was in a place he could not perform. He could do nothing. The places he went to, yet he was anointed. He was anointed king. He had knowledge of mercy. He had knowledge of grace. You know, David was a... We think of Mary as a blessed woman. Wasn't David a blessed man? Anointed. anointed while there was another king there. That was a trial in itself, wasn't it? They was anointed, there was a king already in the land, and he was anointed. It must bring forth wrath, it must bring forth a sword, it must bring forth enmity. Of course, there's a spiritual dimension with that, you know, as the enemy of souls, Satan. It will bring forth his scorn, his hate, his venom. If a child of God, if there's an anointing of the Spirit, anointing of the Word, but it was by promise. It was a promise of a kingdom. You know, and that promise was couched and it was unfolded to David here and there. The glory of David's house and kingdom was not David sitting on a throne, but his seed, one that would come from his loins. And there David goes. And you know what he must have felt Nathan came to him after he settled on the throne, and he went and sat before the Lord and he worshipped. He said, who am I? What favour? How he must have seen the mercy of that grace upon him. And David knew his heart. David knew his weakness. You look at David's down sittings. There is in the Cave Adullam. There he is in the land of Moab. There he is in the land of the Philistines. And there he is feigning himself mad. Well, David, where's your faith got to? You that fought Goliath, and now you're scared of a man. There you see the trial of his faith. But still he believed. You know, I believe David held forth. You know, he was fixed in that way of that pathway. He couldn't come out of it. And you know how God fixed him there in a natural way? I'll speak it in a natural, with a natural dimension. Once that anointing had taken place, and this is only theory, if David had felt he couldn't continue, given himself up, he'd still been a dead man. So there's no going back. But it wasn't that that kept him. It was the Lord that kept him. And that grace that kept him, that love that kept him. You can't give up, can you? You can't turn back, can you? You can't give over, can you? You can't go back to Egypt, can you? He knoweth the way that I take. When it tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Blessed is she that believed. In the midst of the furnace of affliction, there shall be a performance of those things told her from the Lord. Mercy. Mercy, grace, my grace is sufficient for thee. Thou shalt see my face. I am with thee. I'll never leave thee. I will bring thee honourably through. I prepared a place for thee. Thou shalt yet rejoice. I restore unto you the years, the locust hath eaten, the canker worm, caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. There is that word, you know. I wouldn't be presumptuous here, but I do believe in measure. Ere a child of God dies, you know, you may be in the furnace of affliction now and trial, but did you know a former rain? And it seems to be nothing now, does it? But he's promised. He has promised, has he not? For he hath given you the former rain moderately. He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. God's people will know a latter rain if they've known a former rain, a former blessing. They will. They will. There's no question of it. But all that trial, David's in, that trial Mary was in, that great trial Jacob was in. I know I often say it, and we said it to the table, I think, this evening. You know, Jacob really believed everything pointed against him. Is that how you feel tonight? We see not our signs. The Lord is silent. You see, someone with a natural religion, they'd say, well, come on now, you've got plenty of faith. Come on, the Lord done this for you? Yes, he has. Hasn't he done that for you? Yes, he has. But I've sinned it all away, says a living soul. You need the Lord to shine again. Friend, can you take the last step on your own? Can you take the last step of your life on your own? A living soul can't. He waits for the Lord. But I seem to have wandered off my thoughts a bit. I want to come back to the word, blessed is she that believed. You know, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. I think of that Romans 10. It's a good chapter. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Friend, what is it to believe in Jesus? It's not just to believe that he's the Son of God, although that was the blessing. The reason to believe in the Son of God, as in scriptural terms, as written through the Acts of the Apostles, is as a Saviour, my Redeemer, my Lord. I believe his word. I believe his mercy. His mercy made known. His mercy shone forth. Do you long to believe that all your sins are put away and sins to come too? Do you long to feel it? Friend, what a great blessing it is. Now Mary's blessed with a little faith, a tried faith. And the Lord's going to perform. You know, when the Lord's going to perform, he'll make sure you can't. He'll make sure you won't be able to perform, and you'll feel it. And he'll make sure that you will have to wait for him. Could Abraham perform? Can you perform? God will perform. He shall not need to fight in this battle. This is hard, isn't it? Set yourselves. Stand still. That's the hardest thing. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord with you, O Jude and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. It's the hardest thing. It's the hardest thing. That's when God will perform his mercy, his grace, his promise, his covenant love. Dear friend, you will have to be passive. You'll have to wait for him. He is faithful that promised. That's a lovely word, you know. I think I spoke from it recently. Yes, I did. I think in Sussex. Not at home. For he is faithful that promised. That promised. As the Lord promised. Blessed is she that believed. There shall be a promise. There shall be a performance of those things told her from the Lord. You know, the very hope of a living soul is promise, is it not? A promise of eternal life. A promise that he will never fail thee. That he will perform. Is my grace is sufficient for thee? You know, I've tried to avoid tonight listing reasons. I felt warned off, I don't know why, in the vestry. I even to quote some promises that have been precious to my heart. When I was in Sussex, that church in Sussex, I was able to, I felt free to do it. Tonight I've been warned off, and I hope there's a purpose for it. It's what the Lord's done for you. It's not what the minister says. You know, I've known what it is from, I stood in a chapel, and a minister read a portion, and he read those two words that I needed. I'd never had them before, and I was in exercise. And he got right to that. It was a baptizing service. And he was actually in the water, baptizing. And he quoted it. And there's the other one wasn't quoted. I'd pleaded with him. And, you know, at the very end, in his prayer, he quoted it. How do I beg for mercy? Well, that may not have happened tonight. But, you know, dear friends, I felt, what's the Lord spoken to you? What's he made known to your soul? Let the Lord speak it. That covenant promise, that grace. You know, but Mary is a blessed person because she's believed. Not just the simplicity of believing, but the grace that's towards her. The promise she's got, the prospect she's got. And so is every child of God. Here, they're a blessed person. They're blessed in Christ. They're blessed by his love. And it's his covenant love and his eternal love that's given them the promise and the word and that performance. You know, if you're a living soul, you'll need the Lord to do everything for you. You know, when we're first in the way, there's still that things we had to learn. We still tried to do a bit ourselves. But by and by, you come down for the Lord to have to do everything for you. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say on the Lord. They shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Do you know, I've known the opposite. I've attempted to do things myself, and I've been brought to nothing in it. If only I waited. Blessed is she that believed. There shall be all victory. Friend, victory. Grace to overcome at last. Oh, the overcoming of the Lamb of God. Has he overcome for you thus far? Well, a word for someone tonight, I don't know who, I hope it's more than one, I hope it's, if it's not for anyone, well, that'll be the end of the matter for as far as I'm concerned. But it's a good word. The Lord gave it to me. I can only hope there's a purpose. And blessed is she that believed. There shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord.
The collections last Lord's Day were £700, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier will preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 986. Oh, poor, distressed, thirsty soul, the fountain is just by, whose waters run both full and free. Come, drink, and never die. Hymn 986.
Thank you. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.